100.3 WRMB Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and joining a woman with an exquisite voice. She's imbued with a gift. She is coming to Philadelphia to share it with us tomorrow as part of the Artists United Greater Exodus Baptist Church. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the airwaves of 100.3 WRMB, the great Regina Bell. Hey, Regina.
How you doing?
Doing real good. Been a fan for a long time. You're bringing your artistry to and your ministry to Philadelphia tomorrow. Tell us about it.
I am so excited. I couldn't believe the success of the first CD, and then God yet allowed me to do yet another CD. The first CD was entitled Love Forever Shines, and this time we're coming back with a CD entitled Higher, and I'm looking forward to it. All of the fans in Philly, I hope to make new fans in Philly, and we're just going to have a great time in the name of the Lord.
Absolutely. And also I want to give a special shout out to Ashley Scott, who is part of the group bringing you to Philadelphia tomorrow. There is going
Absolutely.
To be, yeah, Ashley's good people, the nephew of Helen Scott of the 3 Degrees, who just got married, so we send love to he and his lovely bride. But tomorrow night, there's going to be a combination listening. It's a listening session as well for your album?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to have a chance to listen to some of the new stuff, and I'm really excited about that from the CD Higher once again. And we're going to listen down to some of the, I got some up-tempo, I got some quartet, girl. Can you believe that?
Really? Now that I want to hear.
With Pastor Shirley Caesar, the person who really kind of inspired me to do what it is that I do. The first solo I ever sang was one of her songs from a CD, an album that she did called I'm a Stranger, Don't Drive Me Away.
Wow.
And so I've come full circle to be able to be blessed to have her as a part of my record.
Absolutely. Now, Regina, so we came to know you initially with great hits like Make It Like It Was and If I Could and Baby Come To Me and A Whole New World with Peebo Bryson. Do you get pressure from your fans to do secular music again?
Absolutely, absolutely. But the great thing about my music, which, you know, I had no idea what God was doing, but there were certain types of music, certain types of songs that came across my desk that, you know, I just never felt good about doing because of the mess. I'm grateful to have grown up with music like the OJs and the Manhattans and Earth, Wind, and Fire, because in listening to those songs, they were inspirational. And so that was the smooth transition. Singing something, Make It Like It Was, actually is a gospel song. It was written for me by Carvin Winans. A lot of people don't know that. If I Could, the song that I sing to my children, that many people play for their children, I've been able to be identified with songs that are positive and inspiration to folks. So the transition from that inspiration into the world of gospel was smoother than you think. So I'm really blessed that God kind of was ordering my footsteps even before I got to the gospel industry.
I feel you. Well, tomorrow night, Philadelphia will be blessed to have you at the Greater Exodus Baptist Church in North Philadelphia, located at 704 North Broad Street. And the performance will be at 7 p.m. There will be a VIP reception, a meet and greet with Regina Bell, and a private listening party that will take place at The View at 9 p.m. And it's all being brought to you by Ashley Scott, the Artists United, and the Greater Exodus Baptist Church. Regina, with great reverence, appreciation for your artistry, thank you for so many years of uplifting, positive, and inspiring music.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy. And it's been an uphill journey, a downhill journey, but I wouldn't trade anything for my journey. I thank God for the bad and the good because it's helped to shape me who I am, and it all worked out. And so I'm just really blessed to be where I am at this point right now. And I don't even know who I'm talking to, but to the listeners, you know, don't despise your humble beginning because you never know where God is going to take you. You never know where you're going to end up. So just be blessed in whatever state, wherever you are.
I feel you. I so agree. And if people want more information, they can go to www.brownpapertickets.com. And that's for Regina Bell in Philadelphia tomorrow evening. Regina, God bless.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We're 100.3 WRMB.
Never cry your tears, babe. But I won't if I. all the rocks.